It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's great to be back in the saddle. Missed last week while Barbecue Bob was up at Black Lake playing around. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And welcome back to the show. Hey, good morning, everybody out there in grilling world. We're so happy to be with you this morning. And I'm personally happy that I got my partner back because I had to have a lot of fun last weekend without him. And that just, you know, comes a little bit short.
Well, you know, I want to send a shout out right off the top of the show here to Shasta at Old World Olive Press. She was a good fill-in for me. I appreciate that, but it is good to be back. You know
and,
what?
And Mad Dog.
Right. We are live out at Sobey's Meats on 3450 Remembrance Road Northwest. If you don't know where this place is, you better find out today. They're having their two-day grand opening meat sale. And Remembrance Road is on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. And I tell you what is it, about 9:05, 9:10 this morning, I'm looking across 50 foot of meat case, and there are no less than 50 people in this meat market already buying their grilling meat for the weekend. You got to get out here and check this out. Again, it's 3450 Remembrance Road Northwest. We'll take a tour through the store here throughout the day, but they've got it all. They've got it all. They cut all their own meat here, trim it here, grind it here. This is not your big box meat market. This is the real deal.
But it is a big shop, and this is, you know, I like to say choose your flavor over finance. It doesn't really apply here because in terms of finance, this place is such a cost-effective business. Tim and Teresa deliver meats. I mean, the best meats you could ask for like the best price. You don't have to wait for a sale here because when you come in, it's just going to be a very reasonable price. It's really good stuff, so it's not going to be the cheapest price you see, but it's going to be such a deal for that quality of meat. It's going to, you know, help that voodoo that you do.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now we've got joining us the proprietor himself, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Glad you guys are out here with us today.
Hey, it's our pleasure to be here. This continues to amaze me, what you've got going on here. We watched you move down the street about a year ago, wasn't it? Not even that long. How long have you been in this building?
Just since October.
Okay, right. Yep, and you got through the fall and winter, and now we're doing a big grand opening meat sale here.
That's right. And where else but Michigan? Now we got some snow finally laid down. The cookers, the grills are going out front. This is the real ambiance of Michigan when you're grilling outside.
That's right. If you're cruising down Remembrance and you see this big building, what is it, 4,000 square foot maybe?
8,000.
8,000 square foot. Jeez. Biggest meat market I've ever seen. But inside, it's teeming with people. He's got a production area that's probably half the, I mean, my goodness, you've got 20 workers back there cutting, grinding. And the cool thing that I always love about this place is when you talk to any workers back there working, they're flying around and they're smiling. They're all happy. When it's time to leave, they all come up and give Tim a hug. They don't hug me.
Well, I get that part.
No, really, they're just really nice people. And the customers coming in, if you look at all these people, I mean, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and it's loaded up with people. Everybody's happy. They're all talking to each other. It's kind of like a koinonia at church or something, you know?
Yep. This is beautiful.
Well, Tim, tell us a little bit about what's going on here today.
Every year since we opened up, we've tried to have a meat sale. It's a Polish two-day meat sale. Turns into three because we're packing orders on Thursday. The sale actually is Friday and Saturday. And what we try to do is get customers some great buys, let them stretch their food dollars. The suppliers we deal with, it's a shot of biz for them, gets people in the door for us, and then it really is kind of three weeks of production. Last week, we're running extra sausages to get ready for this week. This week is the sale. Next week, we're catching back up. And so to me, it's just a great thing to do this time of year. Everybody needs a little helping hand paying off that food budget.
Yeah.
And then we try to make it a fun event as well, and, you know, with you guys hooking in here, doing the grilling as well. So,
you know, I was here about a week ago when your fish supplier, Scott, was in here.
Yeah.
And he had this deal on salmon. What kind of salmon is that? Sockeye?
Yeah, and it's the Alaskan, not the...
not the factory salmon?
Not the factory salmon. Wild-caught Alaskan
yeah.
salmon.
So you're in here. I'm listening to this guy negotiate. And this is a big store. Okay, and he says, how much you got? And he says, I don't know, like 30 cases. And Tim goes, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, these cases are huge. And they each have like 30, 40 fillets in them. But he got a deal on it. Those sockeye salmon are going on the tech right now. Scott is out there putting sockeye on the tech. We're going to be doing some salmon right now.
Yeah, and for $6.99 a pound, that is ridiculously cheap. I sound like Art Van saying, I mean, this is the deal of all deals. But truly, that Alaskan wild-caught salmon for $6.99 a pound is unbelievable.
I just got a text from Art. He said thank you.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local. Joining us right now is Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats. We're out here on Remembrance Road on the northwest side of town. Now, Tim, you've got you took a minute and took me around the shop. You're smoking your own meat here. This is a grilling guy's dream, man. You took me back there and showed me. You got two of these big smokers right here in the shop. What kind of meats are you smoking?
We have our homemade sausages. We smoke our own bacon, ham, jerky, all our snack sticks. We have probably the largest selection of meat sticks in Grand Rapids or anywhere around. We got like 8 different flavors. Our German wieners, and we're running production on Polish wieners now, smoked kielbasa. I don't know if I mentioned hams in there.
Right. So. If somebody didn't know, what's the difference between a German wiener and a Polish wiener? And this is a family show.
Yeah.
So, but as you're smoking those back there, what's the different ingredients?
It's going to basically the same meats. It's going to be the difference in seasonings.
Okay.
And the Polish wiener is going to be a lot more garlic.
Ah, okay. And the German is just got its other flavors. Cool.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Now, Tim, as a witness here, I want you to look at my partner here and look on top of his head. Do you see what he's adorning his crown with here? Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a Stormy Cromer, right?
That's beautiful.
The man has finally come over to the bright side. Last year, he busted my chops on air for weeks because I was wearing a Stormy Cromer all winter. And the boy finally came around.
Well, let me tell you what, Bob.
He grew some chest hair.
You know, I'm losing my hair on top of my head, and that's why I need the damn warm hat. But anyway,
but
no,
you do look good.
What it really means is it was a balmy negative deuce when I picked you up this morning, and we picked these up at the Hunting Time Expo actually a couple weeks ago and had them logoed up, and he brought it to me this morning, so I'm going to wear it.
But, he jumps out of his truck, and you know, he's got his shotgun, he's looking for that waskily wabbit.
Yeah.
Because you are Elmer Fudd now.
Yeah, I bet they sell rabbit here too. Yeah.
We do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How about any coyote? You got any coyote?
No, it's been a lean year for the
right. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a recipe coming up in a little bit for some smoked beef ribs. You ever do any of those?
We stumbled onto that once before. We're still tweaking that, but yes, we have.
Yeah, I know you fed me some here a couple weeks ago, and they were dandy. Brisket on a stick, we're going to do that. But you know what? It's Valentine's Day coming up here shortly. It's Tuesday, in case any of you guys don't know. And it's a good time to get that plan going. We've worked up a few ideas for you in case you want to stay home and treat your wife right or your girl right with some good Valentine stuff. And there's no better way to do Valentine than on the grill.
And a couple things to help along with it. We got lobster tails on special. Nothing screams I love you more than lobster tails and fillets.
You are singing to the choir because Jop came up with a nice little deal on lobsters here. We're going to cover that later. So yeah. You are right. And we didn't even set you up for that.
No.
Well, we're live out at Sobey's Meats on 3450 Remembrance Road on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. If you're out and about this morning, the roads are salted. There's a blue sky out there. It is a little nippy, but get in here. Get yourself some of this wonderful fresh-cut, fresh-packed meat right here at Sobey's Meat Market. You will not be disappointed. I live in Lowell. It's about a 30-mile drive over here, and I make the trip. I'm going to tell you what, that's no BS. It's worth the drive. So
absolutely.
Check us out. get over here. You got to see this. We got 50 foot of meat case here, and a guy that's willing to make a deal. We're the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about that Flatiron Steak on a Tech grill and some of those smoked beef ribs. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.